Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Surgeon.
So today we are talking about the Joya de Nicaragua Selección de Torcedor 2019. Cigar is a Toro 6-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Joya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper, binder, filter are all listed as from Nicaragua. No other details other than that. No price point has been shared, I don't think, on this one so far. Cigar was released May 2019. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like?
Wait, no price point? Meaning like, this is TAA, right?
It's supposed to be TAA, but I think it's supposed to be like handed out with other stuff. It's a weird scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I quite understand it at all.
So what I thought about the cigar. I think I overall liked it. Like the first couple of thirds are good. I thought it was a really like I'd probably categorize as saying it was a really smooth cigar. Like right when you light that up, there's just ton of creamy bread. There's this like it's like a soft candy, like cherry soft candy thing I got going on. As I went through the cigar, I got, you know, more and more spice notes for like mainly like baking spices, but you know, nothing ever that's dominant. Last third, it kind of fell apart for me. Started getting this like metallic harshness that was just, you know, nobody likes that flavor. But overall, you know, good profile, smooth cigar, medium, you know, overall medium profile, and perfect construction. And yeah, I smoke it again for sure.
How are you, John?
Yeah, I think June kind of just defined it really well. It's a very desserty cigar. The first two thirds were definitely the best for me as well. The last third had a lot of bitterness that came out and kind of made it quite unpleasant. But the first two thirds were really enjoyable. This is a cigar that's built in such a way that I think it's going to appeal to pretty much everyone who smokes cigars. That being said, for the first time that I can recall, I had some major, major burn issues. The thing went out three times on me, which is really unusual. But the draw was excellent. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar had a flavor combination of wood, baking spice, and some paper. And the paper kind of took on a burning paper note at times. Kind of progressed, some mustiness joined in. The wood went from kind of a toast to a charred note. I thought the cigar was fairly average. Didn't really have any flavors that really popped out for me. I think it's an interesting project that, you know, kind of letting the Torcedors pick something and then seeing if they want to make it go regular production. And they're supposed to do this kind of each year. So I'm interested in future iterations, not so much this year's. The cigar didn't really do anything for me. Probably not something I'd return to. Just a miss for me. So getting the scores, start at the top, June 6.82, John was next at 6.42, and I had a 5.30. So June 6.82, how does that match up for you?
Good score. Speaking in terms of this year, probably noteworthy score. you know, I like John was saying, very desserty cigar, easygoing, smooth. It's good. A cigar this desserty for me sometimes I could get easily bored with it. It's almost like tuning too much dessert, right? Like after a while, you don't really taste the actual dessert. You just taste like sugar. And that, you know, it could get kind of caught in that trap, but especially for such a bigger size cigar. But overall, I enjoyed it.
How are you, John? 6.42.
Yeah, I think it's a shame that the cigar had burning issues, because I think if it didn't have burning issues, I'd be right up near June, probably 6.7, 6.8. But that scores very closely to my experience. I would smoke this again. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, my 5.3 matches well. I mean, it was slightly below average flavor profile because the final third I thought was subpar. Construction was really good. I didn't have any of the issues that you did with Burn John. I thought the draw was perfect. But overall, I felt it was like a fairly average cigar. So it's kind of got it into the low fives. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
It's a fun project. I'd like to see more.
Yep.
Yeah. And I also thought that this was a good... I don't see this line fitting into any other core lines. So I think it was good to kind of do this as like a separate project.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You'll have to see if they decide that this is a hit and they want to make it kind of more regular production, how they kind of fit it into things. Mm. But we'll see.
Send us some samples. We'll let you know if they're any good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Call me one.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.